Live from the backstretch at historic Saratoga Racecourse. This is Saturdays at the Spa with Brian Natto. Saturdays at the Spa is brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, New York's premier wagering site. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. The new Capital Mobile app. Wager anywhere, anytime. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play. And Pinnell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, just minutes from the track.
Good morning and welcome to Saturdays at the Spa. Brian Natto with you. Third year, and it's we're going to be a little different this year. There's no doubt about that, as Seth Merrow and I alluded to on the Handicappers report and with Racing Across America and Saturdays at the Spa as well. You know, we're just living in a different world right now for the time being. Well, we hope the time being, but things are going to be a little different up here, but we're still going to be back with you every Saturday, 10 o'clock. We're going to have guests. I don't necessarily know if they'll be sitting next to me, but business as usual, as we alluded to with the Handicappers report at 9 a.m., we're still going to be bringing you, you know, what we do every year up here at OTB. Great content, great guests, great lot of racing analysis. We're going to bring that into the equation a little bit on Saturdays at the Spa. A little more, maybe a little more gambling aspect, some ticket construction, and things like that. So I'll bring Seth Merrow in. He's stuck around with me. I joked off the screen. We're kind of like SportsCenter here. We're just finishing one show and wheeling right back to another. But yeah, we're back again this year. He's going to have Racing Across America as well. We are very much a work in progress. But as John Signor said to us the other day, and we're saying to you, nothing's really going to change. We're going to be bringing great content to you each and every 5 days a week, each and every racing day here at Saratoga.
Yeah, and John Signor, Capital OTB president, and you know, thanks to John and the board of directors and everybody involved who kind of make this possible every year. It's kind of the pride and joy of us, and the feedback we get. We know you all enjoy the live programming from up here at the racetrack, so we're happy to do it again this year, albeit in a little bit of a different situation. As you said, it will be a little bit of a work in progress trying to figure out. Hopefully some guests come, and I think we will certainly have some folks sitting in with us live, but it's a little bit of a different situation with the outside the gates and inside the gates.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out ourselves. We you know, getting in this morning, we weren't sure how that was going to be, and, you know, you have to, as we mentioned on the Handicappers report, a lot of different protocols up here. You had to have a negative test, which is great, and the social distancing, not a lot of people are allowed back here. So we, you know, we have to give a thanks to Naira just to let us do our thing back here in the tent, Clara Court behind us. So we're kind of feeling our way into it as well. We'll see who we can get, you know, here next to me or next to you on Racing Across America. It might be a lot of phone interviews. Maybe we're at the Barnes. We don't know, but it won't change, that's for sure.
Yeah, and again, we pride ourselves on having been here long before I was here. I mean, as a fan, I used to appreciate, you know, Mark and Mike and Tom and Nick sitting in, and the fact that we're a golf cart ride away from the biggest names in horse racing. I mean, over the years, I've been lucky enough. I mean, Bob Baffert sat in here last year, and Todd Pletcher and Chad Brown, and I've interviewed Alan Jerkins here, and Jonathan Shepard, and John Velasquez, and Javier Castellano, and a list of, you know, trainers and jockeys and owners and people involved in the industry. And in one fashion or another, that will continue this year. Just maybe a little bit different as here as opposed to, as you say, some tape pieces. We will certainly be going out and doing some of that. I guarantee you will enjoy the programming. And I'll just kind of run down what you can expect. Something we've done past 3 years or whatnot. If you tune in a little earlier in the morning, we have a camera set up pointed out at the track, so you can kind of check out the weather and watch some of the workouts and just get in the mindset of Saratoga early on, 7:30 to 8:30-ish. Handicappers report every racing day at 9. I'll be in weekdays with Racing Across America at 10. Brian in this spot, the 10 o'clock Saturday with Saturdays at the Spa. And then hopefully starting tomorrow. Again, we still have to, everything is still a little bit of a work in progress, but we're expecting to kick off Loose on the Lead with Steve Bick and myself Sundays at 10. We're expecting to kick that off tomorrow. So, again, it's pretty much the same schedule as always. And so far, so good on day one, I think.
I think it's been fine. Yeah, we've, you know, it's been business as usual.
Got the horses working out behind
us. Bugs flying on their faces and stuff.
It's the leaf blower.
Leaf blower. It's humid as all heck up here. It's like,
yeah, exactly. It's,
we're just a little farther away from each other.
Welcome back to Saratoga. We are practicing the social distancing, certainly. And again, hopefully you have all made it through the lockdown period and whatnot. And just from talking to people over the past month or so, people who are friends of mine or just walking around, people recognize me from TV, everybody's excited about the meet. They would love to be able to come here. They kind of realize the situation. We will see. You mentioned Teresa Gennaro on the program earlier. She had a column online. I think it was hers, and I think it was at TRC, Thoroughbred Racing Commentary, where she had talked to Dave O'Rourke. And it looks like they're working out something for owners, which makes sense because they've done that at a number of tracks.
Yeah.
And he said, and I found this interesting in the article, David O'Rourke said, you know, a week and a half or so ago, I would have thought at some point we would have fans on track. Now I'm not so sure that's going to work out. And I've kind of evolved both ways. 2 months ago, I would have said no way.
Yeah.
A month ago, I thought at some point I think there will be limited fans. But now with the way numbers are going in the country, we'll see. It's the whole thing is still evolving.
I think
owners certainly will show up at some point.
I did see a tweet this morning that Monmouth is putting for sale 500 tickets to next Saturday's Haskell.
And there are tracks that are allowing fans on a limited basis. And so New York can look at those and maybe work off their protocols. The only thing is the typical crowd on a day at Delaware is much different than what we get up here. So,
I wouldn't hold your breath. I think it will be a pleasant surprise if it happens.
According to this article, they at least had put together a plan, and I don't know whether it's been submitted to the state or whatever, for a limited number of picnic tables out in the backyard that would go on a lottery situation.
So, I mean, that is...
We'll see.
The backyard is the definition of social distancing, so it's possible, but gun to my head, I would say no, but, you know, listen, we're here. The racing's here. I think the handle is going to be through the roof.
The article also, David O'Rourke said, if people are wondering, and I think those of us kind of involved in the industry saw the handwriting on the wall. David O'Rourke said explicitly, you know, the turf course down at Belmont, A, wouldn't stand that long of a season.
That's a good point.
So they may have to had gone over to Belmont or gone over to Aqueduct at some point if they decided not to come to Saratoga. Because a lot of people said, well, if there's no fans, why bother coming and the expense of that? But as he pointed out, the cachet of Saratoga just makes – it's going to juice up the handle so much they can't avoid coming up here.
I think I saw –
People love playing Saratoga. Everybody loves playing Saratoga.
Yeah, I think I read something in the – when they shut down and people are going to have Saratoga. I think I remember reading Dave said something to the effect of the handle will be boosted by 40% at Saratoga. And listen, Saratoga pays the bills, okay? There's no question about it. They break even at Belmont. They lose money at Aqueduct. They need Saratoga. And they wouldn't do it. Well, frankly, they wouldn't be allowed to do it if it was a dangerous situation. They're here. And they have done, believe us when we say, they have gone to the nth degree to ensure the safety of everybody involved, the testing, the protocols. So, you know, I certainly don't come in here with any worries in that. That doesn't mean 30,000 people can come here on Saturday. You know what I mean? So that's just.
But we'll see. It is an evolving situation. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if at some point they do, but we'll see. It is an evolving situation. And if it does happen, it will be a very limited number. But all of that brings us around to it's going to be a Saratoga meet of great racing. I mean, we've seen some big performances over the past few weeks at various tracks with connections that you know are going to come up here. I will note, again, we're here. You can't be here. Tune in to us every day. This is the way to follow horse racing at Saratoga and kind of by proxy be here live. And I will also note, given the situation, I think it's a fun deal. The marketing department went out and contacted some of the establishments here in Saratoga, and we are going to be doing some live broadcasts with some bankrolls tied in up here at Saratoga. So you can kind of come up and go to, I know, what, Saratoga National Diamond Club Grill downtown, Bailey's. We'll have some outdoor patio kind of situations where you can come and sit in with us. And as they say, there'll also be a bankroll involved where people can kind of get on the team potentially and make a little bit of money during the afternoon with us as well. Next Saturday, a week from today, we'll be across the street at the Horseshoe in the afternoon live. That should
That's
be a lot
good
of fun.
Time. Yeah, I think I had some discussions with some friends yesterday. I think the downtown is going to be exciting. I think it's going to be different. I think people are going to want to be out early for the, you know, the opener and that kind of thing. I think it's going to make for a fun summer. It's going to be a different summer, obviously, but I still think people are going to come up here. You know?
Yeah, I was on the radio with Steve Bick Wednesday, my usual spot, and he said, just from talking to owners, and he had, just before I came on, Randy Hill was on, talking Vekoma, yeah. Man. And he said, yeah, we had somebody come and kind of open our house, and we're going to be up in a few days. We're still going to spend the summer up there. And Bick said a lot of the owners he talked to, they have summer places up here. They're coming.
Right, because as everybody watching and you, we all know, the track is just one aspect of Saratoga. I mean, there's just so much ambiance up here, the nightlife, the restaurants and all that. They're open now to certain, you know, to certain degrees. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, just different. You know, it stinks that we can't walk through these gates, but that's the era we're living in right now. We've got to make the best of it.
And as we go along, we'll update you as the meet progresses, as we get closer to some of these events. And again, the first one is going to be right across the street at the Horseshoe next Saturday afternoon, the first Saturday of the racetrack. So you can come up and join us there and have some fun. As I say, if you can't be at the track, Capital OTB TV, and we'll have some of those live events around town as well. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen on track. The stakes schedule has been juggled around a little bit. The main difference, clearly, is going to be the Travers. With the Derby being the first Saturday in May, we kind of knew that the Travers was going to move. And maybe be a very interesting race as a major prep leading into the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be August 8th. Let's take a look at a couple of weeks ago. We were over at Pinnell's where Saratoga had their Belmont Stakes watch party. Had a lot of fun. Jack Knowlton and crew watching Tis the Law win. We'll watch that Belmont Stakes victory here. And, you know, he had been off a long time. But as I got closer to the race, my thought was, mile and an eighth down at Belmont, this is really kind of like the Peter Pan. And if you looked at that field and you looked at Tis the Law.
The fielder there.
and you thought, oh, it's the Peter Pan. The layoff at that point wasn't going to be a concern.
Yeah.
And so given the defections in the 2 weeks before the Belmont, Tis the Law became the clear leader in the class, and he proved it in the Belmont Stakes. And we talked to Jack afterwards, and Jack and Barkley Tag and company. The game plan now is to use that Travers as the prep for the Kentucky Derby. So August 8th, the new date for the Travers. And again, there's going to be a lot of buzz with Tis the Law. As I say, he validated he's currently the top three-year-old. And so the top three-year-old, kind of Saratoga connections, and shows up in the Travers. That's going to make a pretty exciting weekend.
They are embarking on an ambitious campaign. They do not have to run in the Travers. I mean, it's the Derby, okay? But they don't have to run in the Travers, but I think it's great that they do. It's, you know, their race, their New York race. I think this horse is phenomenal. Why wouldn't he win them all, to be honest? You know, assuming he's in the starting gate and healthy. I don't know why he wouldn't. I know Honor AP is a nice horse in California, but boy, Tis the Law is some kind of horse. And it's great that he's going to be here because, like I said, they don't have to run in that race. It's, you know, we don't, it's, for better or worse, it's not the race this year because the Derby is after it. It's still the centerpiece of the meet, Saratoga's showcase meet.
And I think you know, Saratoga being, as they say, kind of a Saratoga-based outfit, at least
for sure,
in part, I think, and from talking to Jack a couple weeks ago, I think it's just a race he would love to win.
Without a doubt. So. Oh, without a doubt. And I think it's great, and it's going to add some real cachet because, I don't know. Quite frankly, I think it will be interesting to see who is in the starting gate for the Travers.
I'll ask you over the past week, and maybe if we get a chance, maybe we'll take a look at that Indiana Derby from the other night. I don't know whether anybody to be feared from in there. But I thought Uncle Chuck looked okay last week.
Yeah, but is he going to come?
Yeah.
I don't know.
As far as Travers, but I'm talking three-year-olds and Derby picture. He looked pretty good. I will say, Cezanne in the first two starts.
Stop.
Yeah, I don't.
I wasn't a fan after one start, and I sure as heck wasn't a fan after the second. So he's not, no. Uncle Chuck was nice, but he beat a laughing stock, three other horses. So it will be interesting to see who shows up, because it is still the Travers, as we know. It is still the Travers. So
let's preview the week before. August 1st is the Whitney, but it's also the Personal Ensign. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, over the last few weeks at some of the other tracks, some big performances from Connections who are sure to show up at Saratoga. So let's watch the stretch run of the Foster. Number 5 will be Tom's Day Tot winning. Number 6 is By My Standards, run second. And once we see that replay, I'll tie right into also down at Churchill on that same card was the Fleur-de-Lis. We'll watch number 5, Midnight Bijou. Boy, she was great. Midnight Bijou. And I had talked to Marty McGee right after this, and he was speculating and subsequently wrote an article, potentially Midnight Bijou, they may think the Whitney. We'll see to face Tom's Day Tot. But one way or the other, it looks like Tom's Day Tot runs that weekend in the Whitney. And if Midnight Bijou elects, she can run the same day in the Personal Ensign. But it looks like both of them will wind up here on August 1st. Enough of those performances.
Right.
Looking forward
to that.
If you
watch that replay and you close your eyes and you can envision it, Midnight Bijou would be 9 lengths behind Tom's Day Tot, okay? With her 93 buyer that, might not win today's ruffian, for Pete's sake. So, listen, I know people want to see. She's a great horse. No doubt about it. She's the best filly and mare in the country. And people want to see them test, Tom's Day Tot is at, he would lap her. I mean, he's at another level now. And so I know she was geared down. All right, so she would have run a length faster. Just because you're geared down doesn't mean you're going to make up 9 lengths. And by the way, Tom's Day Tot wasn't all out either. That would be highly ambitious. I know she was second to Maximum Security in the race in the Saudi Arabia. But my goodness, he ran 100 lengths better than her. He was on the pace the entire way.
And he is fun, too, because you just don't see it these days. A horse of his age, 7 years old.
7 years old, better than ever.
And he's just, this year, you go back to last year, winning the Clark, then comes back the Oaklawn Mile, and then puts that Stephen Foster.
Yeah.
It does look like he's racing very well. Trained by Al Stahl, and again, the game plan is the Whitney.
And I had Al on this show 2 years ago, I believe, and it was like Tom's Day Tot just couldn't get over the grade one hump. He wasn't that kind of horse now, and now it's 7, like you said, and Windstar Farm step up and bought his breeding rights, so it's just really cool, and Al's such a great horseman. It's just cool to see a horse progressing as that's what's supposed to happen. You're not supposed to be whisked away after you win the Kentucky Derby or have a nice 3-year-old campaign. No, you're supposed to run on. You're supposed to develop into what you could become. We're now seeing that with Tom's Day Tot, and I think it's great. Front and center here in the Whitney, which is, the second premier race at Saratoga, and it will have a true superstar. And listen, if Midnight Bijou's in the starting gate too, I think it's great. It will get a lot of exposure. It will be awesome for racing to see, the two best of their division go at it. I think it would be one-sided, but that's not even the point. If that's the path they decide to take, it would be really, really cool to see the two best horses in their respective divisions going at it right here at Saratoga in what is the second premier race of the meet.
And again, that would be August 1st, personal ensign Andor Whitney, grade ones there. August 8th, as I stated, grade one Travers. The test is on that card also, the grade one ballerina. First grade one of the year, you've mentioned already, July 18th, the first Saturday of the meet. Opening day next Thursday, but the first Saturday, the coaching club, yep. For the three-year-old fillies. And we talked a little bit about the three-year-old boys. I know there's a three-year-old boy you like who may be showing up in the Hall of Fame.
And this
is in that subdivision I really like. Decorated Invader is one heck of a good three-year-old. We're going to look at the Pennine Ridge. Decorated Invader is going to be the number one horse here for our friends at West Point Thoroughbreds. But as I say, he stands out in that subdivision.
Yeah,
three-year-olds on the turf.
I'm going to reach out to those guys next week and try to get either Tommy or Terry maybe on one way or the other, because he is an exciting horse. He came back at Gulfstream, was awesome. And then I thought the Pennine Ridge, as you're watching, really elevated him to a different level, because he was formerly a one-run dead closer. He was right up and chomping on the bit in that race, and he came through and just demolished the field. He is an exciting horse. Our buddies there at West Point, they have owned many, 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 many good horses in their day. This guy is threatening to be right up at the top of the list when it's all said and done, if he keeps on progressing, because he's a serious, serious horse. So
the only blemish was the Breeders' Cup juvenile turf last year, and
the trip was
so wide.
Absolutely.
He was way better than that fourth place finish.
Yeah, you could argue he was best in there. I mean, it wasn't like Structor was any great shakes in the race. So, it's exciting to see our friends and guys that we root for have another real star on their hands. And he's supposedly running, and he's probable for the Hall of Fame. So we'll keep an eye on that. As well, and like you said, we start right into it. We got the coaching club, the Hall of Fame, the Peter Pan. Now, don't forget, is now see that the stakes
first schedule, opening day.
Go on, check it out. It's opening day. The former prep for the Belmont is now a prep for the Travers, and it's a two-turn Peter Pan, obviously at 9 furlongs. So
end of the meet, the four go another grade one, August 29th, and I bring that up because, as I say, it's unfortunate there's no fans, because I think there's so much firepower and star power this year. But they're thinking
Vekoma, right?
Yeah.
What a monster he's turned into. Oh, by the way, a four-year-old getting better. They took their time. George Weaver, a phenomenal job.
Off of that layoff
for
comes
the hills.
Back in those three starts so far this year. And to put the Carter and the Met Mile back-to-back like that.
That's heady stuff.
And I'll ask you, I should have called for the replay of Vekoma, but I'll ask you. I was sitting and doing OTB Live, and there was like six strides where I completely changed my opinion about the race. I thought he top of the stretch, and they came, and he hit a point where I thought they're all going to go by.
Yeah.
And then about literally like two strides later, I thought, no, he's going to hold on for a second, but I think Code of Honor is going to go by and win. And then two strides later, I said, not only nobody going by him, he's going to open up another half a length or so on the rest.
They probably
of
could have run around three more times, and nobody's going by him. By the way, Bluegrass winner of last year. I mean, this is a serious horse building a serious resume now, and I think he's clearly the best one-turn horse in the country, and they seem intent on keeping him at one turn. Four go seven furlongs. He's a grade two winner going 9 furlongs. So Whitney would be well within his scope, but they seem to intent, and who's to blame him with what he's done in the Carter and in the Met Mile? I mean, he's embarking now on what they hope will be a sprint championship.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Before we take a break, I just wanted to go back and again, maybe some firepower coming out of this race aimed at something up at Saratoga. But yesterday, we had a grade one on the agenda. Friday, grade one, again, in that short Keeneland meet. Take a look at the Maker's Mark Mile. When I handicapped, I thought Parlor was interesting. Parlor would be the number three horse taking the lead and looking pretty good
Sully
late in the stretch.
That horse, right? Yeah, man.
At 24 to 1. I thought the horse was interesting. I use Raging Bull, though. Raging Bull's the four, who just doesn't get going until too late and winds up a close-up third. But with a nice little run, I said on the handicapper's report yesterday, I needed a little proof from War or Will, and I was taking a stand against that one. But War or Will gets up to now be a grade one winner on turf and dirt for Marquez.
Well, I texted my buddy John Panagot after the race, because he's a kind of a student of the game as well, Javier's agent, and I said, not a grade one winner, a classic winner.
Yeah.
And now a grade one winner on turf. And I said, who are they? And we came up with California Chrome and Secretariat. I mean, it's a short list. that's big time stuff. Yeah, that is big time stuff.
Yeah.
A grade one, a classic winner, and now a grade one winner on turf. I thought he ran huge last time, fighting on that crazy pace, making first run and being around at the end. But I got caught up in the trip of without parole because he did have a nightmare trip last time.
While Mike mentioned that yesterday in the handicappers report.
While Raging
and
Bull
I had
got
looked
the
at that,
loop.
But I still tilted towards Raging
yeah.
Bull.
Yeah, and Raging Bull looped him, and he came up a little short.
But it's going to be interesting to see what they do with War of Will. And, you know, Mark Cassie, obviously a Saratoga guy, but this year's a little bit different. We'll see. Talking to his assistant in the winner's circle yesterday, they weren't making any necessary commitment there. And just before we go to the break, and we're going to be joined when we come back by our friend Mike McAdam from the Daily Gazette, who covers Saratoga every year, does a great job of it, if the phone works, but knock wood. But before we do that, I wanted to mention, because it's this afternoon, Delaware Handicap Grade 2 event, and Dunbar Road is going to be in there. It is scheduled to go off at about 4:45. It's race 8 at Delaware. This is the Shawnee Stakes that we're going to take a look at down at Churchill. Dunbar Road, the number 4 horse in here. This was the 2020 and the 4-year-old debut for Dunbar Road. Chad Brown, Irod Ortiz this afternoon on this Churchill Stake that she is winning. Jose Ortiz was on board, but Dunbar Road looking pretty good. 6-5 on the morning line. I wouldn't be surprised to see that one go down a couple
she
of ticks.
She might be 1 to 100.
Yeah, the Delaware handicap this afternoon. You know, it's a field of 8 in here. Bolera for Todd Pletcher, maybe on a best effort. It's interesting. Always Shopping for Todd Pletcher. Always Shopping is going to be interesting because he gets Carol Cedinho on board, who is the perennially the leading jockey down there, female jock, and just interesting the Pletcher reaches out to her for the Delcat.
Well, and lucky move is Marshall Graham's 10-strike racing.
Right, you know, right.
Who
right,
won
right.
the local prep last time, the Obeya, at 1,000-1. So, yeah.
Fun. Yeah, fun. Again, that's the 8th at Delaware today. Just wanted to toss that out there.
Chad Brown's world, huh? Man, alive. Gowanus going to be 3-5 in the Madison. Dunbar Road will be 1-9 in this race. Good to be Chad Brown.
All right, we'll take a break.
Yeah. See if we get Mike.
Yeah, when we come back, Mike McAdam joining Saturdays at the Spot.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
We will make sure to make it work out. So stay tuned. Some more Saratoga discussion coming up.
Where's the best place to find your favorite teams, your favorite food, daily drink specials, and wagering on live horse racing? Legends Field Sports Bar, 711 Central Avenue, Albany. Get your game on day or night with 75 flat-screen TVs, tournament-style pool tables, a private banquet room, and live horse racing. So if someone asks you where's the best sports bar in the capital region, tell them Legends Field Sports Bar, inside the clubhouse racebook, 711 Central Avenue, Albany.
Birdstone is an outside front. They're coming down to the finish. Can Smarty Jones hold on? Here comes Birdstone. Birdstone surges past. Birdstone wins the Belmont Stakes.
In front, but here comes High Chaparral. High Chaparral, the defending champ, to take it to Bob Rock. These two are travels head to head with Joe Hart bearing down on them. It's going to be a three-horse photo finish in the turn. Here's the wire. Photo finish.
Yeah. We're back?
Yeah.
We're back?
Yeah.
Getting the kinks out. See? Saturday's at the spa. That's why
it
we're here.
It would have been a first day if there wasn't like some.
That's why we're here. Maybe they'll let us back on Thursday. Credentials will be the least of our worries on Thursday. Yes, we're back. Mike McAdam was called off, so I think maybe Seth will grab him on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll get Mike Thompson in.
We'll, Mike's
and again, he covers
guys,
Saratoga,
so.
Has for a number of years for the Daily Gazette.
Daily
does a great
Gazette,
job.
Many. I've known Mike the first day I was in the press box. Boy, that was a different era when there was about 40 people in the press box. The Gazette had two. Our buddy Phil Janak.
Yeah.
And Mike were together in the box. Eric and Jason were upstairs in the back room. I was up there with them as a press intern for Naira. Ski was up there too, Tony. And then all the turf writers, some Wilkin and our buddy, he's since passed
Mike
away,
Jarbo.
Mike Jarbo. I thought of Mike earlier when you were mentioning how we used to do TV every day back in the...
Yeah.
Mike, one of the famous Breeders' Cup. Famous. We love Mike. Mike is a great guy. Fun guy. Great fiddler. He would bring a little moonshine up every now and again to the press box. He was one of a kind. We miss Mike. So anyway, you'll get another Mike on Racing Across America.
I wanted to ask him, too. I'll ask him when we have him on. He's going on his Twitter feed. He took in a little live sports the other day. I guess the college league kicking back off in Amsterdam.
And the other reason, him and Gino, our good buddy Gene Kersel, they were at the Belmont,
Too. Yes.
Yeah, they were at the Belmont Stakes. So they have, you know, Mike especially is a little bit well-versed in what's going to be protocol up here. Because I know, talked to our buddy and former OTB guy Kyle Brownell, and he wasn't sure if he was going to get credentialed or not. I know they really cut back a little bit this year, so I'm not really you're a press box guy. I don't get involved anymore, so I don't know. Are you planning on setting up shop up there?
I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. I mean, at some point, yeah, I'll be over there, but they're going to have kind of auxiliary press boxes as well, and like that back dining area up on the second floor of the clubhouse.
Yep.
I think that's going to be a press area, at least for a while, but that allows people to space out. It's open air, which makes sense.
Because we're not sure right now, correct, if we're going to have paddock access or how that's going to work.
Yeah, there is no paddock or winner's circle or that type of thing.
Okay.
So as far as press, some people just won't want access, you know, need access to the track anyway, because they aren't going to get the next step access. And again, it's all a work in progress that stands the chance of evolving as time goes along.
Yeah.
I want to pull up a replay. We didn't get to it a couple minutes ago, but we were talking three-year-olds, and we alluded to this earlier.
Just a Kentucky Derby prep on a Wednesday night in July. Standard.
And
operating.
And maybe, we both laughed about it, but maybe you'll be able to make a case if you like Art Collector today. This may have flattered Art Collector. This was, again, Wednesday night at Indiana Grand, and it will be number 5 Shared Sense getting it done. Kentucky. And
he did it the right way.
Yeah, he winds up a chart margin, 3 lengths. Major Fed, the number 8, runs second. Necker Island runs third. Shared Sense was the 5-2 favorite. Brad Cox trainee coming off a couple of races at Churchill Downs. I mean, you look at the numbers, and the numbers of this for this one are a little light. You know, we were kind of commenting earlier, maybe Art Collector would have been better in this. It's hard to look at this race and think, oh, there were some real Kentucky Derby contenders. This has the look to me of maybe more of a... These are the kind of races that there are typically maybe 2 or 3 in here who have some potential to maybe move to the next level with a big performance.
Shared Sense in the Travers, without a doubt.
Given the situation this year,
wouldn't
shock me. Yeah, but I don't know whether I'm going to be super enthusiastic about him.
I think that's very fair too. But the timing is right. He needs more points. Brad, you know, has horses here. He's definitely made a name for himself. He's been very gracious to be on this show 2 years running with me. He's a really good guy.
Always accommodating.
I don't even think he's up and coming anymore. He's arrived now.
Yeah.
Always accommodating. And believe me, we appreciate that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We really appreciate that at 10:30 on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, no question about it.
So, yeah, I would think, you know, he's on the short list of Travers runners. The Haskell is next week, so I think that would probably – I mean, that's tight.
Yeah,
that is, I'm looking at the schedule here now.
That would be fluky.
That's tight. That is that would be 3 weeks and not impossible, but that's a quick turnaround because normally is it even five maybe now or definitely four, and it's been more. We've seen more horses come to the Travers from the Haskell. 3 weeks is, you know, probably not this year. So we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out. Like we've said many times today, it's all a work in progress.
But, you know, keep your ear to the ground. As we've kind of intimated, things could change. Fans could have some kind of allowance to come up here at some point.
Just
to meet.
Because you can't come Thursday doesn't mean we're done through Labor Day. There's a chance.
And there is a lot of star power and firepower that's going to be up here. So at the very least, we're happy to be able to bring you the meet. And if there are no fans, Capital OTB is going to be here throughout the meet, here on our Clare Court set, obviously racing in the afternoon. And again, just hit on Saratoga National Diamond Club Grill.
Yeah,
Bailey's.
I'm going to be at National. Where are you going to be?
I have a Diamond Club. I think I'm at Diamond Club. Next Saturday, I think I'm across the street at the Horseshoe. And again, these will be live remotes in the afternoon. I don't think next Saturday has a bankroll tied, but I think some of these have bankrolls tied to them for account holders.
And, maybe heckle you.
It should be fun. Yeah,
a couple pops or two, maybe.
Yeah, get the crowd going. Let's start the meet out properly. But again, it'll be a lot of fun, as it always is. As we said earlier, it's going to be a little bit different this year. There may be some tape pieces, which may wind up, as we kind of alluded to, adding a little more juice. Maybe better. We'll be out there and be able to get
Bailey's.
Some B-roll and have some fun that way.
All those venues are going to be fun. Our buddy of ours, Matt Beecher, owns Bailey's, and that's a great, if you haven't been there, a great venue to you know, they've got
one
an outside
patio. One of my basketball
patio.
Buddies
they've
is got, one of the part owners.
Okay,
too.
Yeah. They've got an outside patio and then kind of like a tented area underneath. So there's a lot of social distancing there, and you can get a lot of great TVs there and a lot of fun. That will be cool. I'm going to be at National. Sully's going to be
and
at...
typically these are going to be on Saturdays, but there's one of them's a Friday, one of them's a Sunday.
I want to say mine was a Sunday.
I think Saratoga National had a Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I don't think I mentioned the Sunday syndicates. This is a fun idea as well. If you're and again, you want to have an account. If you have a Capital OTB bet account,
no,
you'll be able
excuse
to,
not to this to, year, that is for sure.
You'll be able to participate in these syndicates. And I believe it's every Sunday, but they'll pick a new team every Sunday, and I want to say 25 people, but there's more information on the website. And what's going to happen is you will have $25 taken out of your account. And it's more...
OTB's putting in $250.
Yeah.
And you are part of the process. It's not just give us $25, we'll figure out the ticket. No, you can pick, you make selections, and then I believe a consensus ticket will be put together. So you have direct input on the ticket, which is pretty cool.
So it'll eventually be a $750 pick five play, and that's a pretty good...
That's a sizable number.
That gives you an opportunity, and more importantly, an opportunity at one of those big paydays. And so then 20 people split what's paid off at the end. And again, this will be every Sunday. They'll have a new team selected, and it should be a lot of fun, the Saratoga Syndicate. During the month, there'll be all kinds of promos down at the clubhouse, as there usually is. We'll have some online promos. Do want to remind you once again, we've said, you're going to want to have an account. We open up here as far as racing next Thursday. No fans, so if you want to play, you're going to play watching us on TV in your family room on the computer or maybe out on the golf course with your Capital OTB Bet app or go to one of the branches. But you can watch and follow along all year, all season long right here on the network.
Best again, rewards in the business.
Yeah, an account,
no doubt about that.
CapitalOTB.com, CapitalOTBBet.com. Join or the sign-up link, fill out your appropriate information, and take advantage. You talk about reward. The initial new account bonus is pretty good. deposit 200 as soon as you bet double that, and that's not going to be hard at the beginning of the Saratoga meet. As soon as you bet double that, you get the $200 refunded as some free money. But then, yeah, the rebate program is
free money. Can't beat that.
It's very attractive throughout the month. And so, again, first day up here, as you can see, it's a beautiful day. It's steamy, as typically happens at Saratoga around this time of year. We get some of those sticky days, and today is one of them. I'm, given the situation, and we're also thinking some thunderstorms are going to blow through this afternoon. And again, given that this is day one, I will have an OTB Live. I'll be back in, you know, an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes or so. But we're I'm going to move back down to the studio for that, just for today.
You're
starting
all
it over
the place.
Yeah, next few days we're going to be more permanent up here. But with the potential weather situation, just made sense to maybe
now will you be up here tomorrow? You're doing loose on the lead
game plan. Yeah, let me go over that once again too. The summer schedule, as we've done the past few years,
same schedule though, right?
Yeah. It is. It's essentially the same schedule. The past few years we've had a camera popped up on track at about 7:30 or so in the morning, so you can watch the workouts and get an idea of the weather and whatnot, and just get in the mood. 9 o'clock every racing morning, there'll be a handicapper support. I'll be here at 10 o'clock on weekdays with Racing Across America. Brian in on Saturdays at 10 with Saturdays at the Spa, and Steve Bick and I with Loose on the Lead on Sunday mornings. And again, hopefully we kick that off tomorrow morning. That's the game
standard
plan.
Operating procedure. So special thanks to Naira, to OTB
absolutely.
As well. For
The Naira folks always appreciate their
running it right
back
in difficult times.
And the, once they got back up and running, the racing's been really good down at Belmont, some really nice stakes action. And we talked about a little bit about it before, but, you know, we had those five tracks that there was a period at the end of March where I thought, we're done. Gulfstream was having a little trouble, and I thought, no racing. But those five tracks kept plowing along. Oaklawn, Gulfstream, Tampa, Fonner, Will Rogers, and again, hats off to them. And then once tracks kind of got going, there was a period with Kentucky took a while to get going. But once Churchill got going, they were at a period kind of between those five and more tracks opening up. Early in the Churchill meet, they really had all eyes focused on them.
Well, for sure.
Beginning of that meet.
I thought Belmont did a nice little job of opening on a Wednesday, a little soft spot to have all eyes on
their condensed meet with pretty much a stakes race every day.
They did have a stakes race every day, yeah. Every day.
And then slowly, you know, Churchill, Belmont got in the mix, and then slowly other tracks like Indiana Grand and some of the other tracks around the country. And as I said earlier, the last 6 weeks, boy, on the weekends, it's been, Wednesday night, Indiana Grand.
Before we go, don't forget, the Empire 6 is getting up there. I think it's around $500,000, and it's got to pay tomorrow. So
that's a great point.
You're talking a major pool, probably maybe $3 million tomorrow. So no better time to pad up your OTB, that's the bankroll, for Saratoga, then maybe hit a little Empire.
20-cent increment, take your shot tomorrow.
Or no better time to join, for that matter. You don't have to join on Thursday. You can join now.
And speaking of points to reiterate before we leave, Del Mar opened yesterday.
Yeah.
And every Del Mar racing day, we will have nighttime thoroughbred racing available, so keep that in mind. They're racing, obviously, again today, too. But Del Mar underway. So summer is here.
It's here.
And we are here. And we got to lock down the table. That's like the third time I've almost rolled off the stage. But it's day one. And I personally, I think day one went okay.
It went.
I said, personally, I think it went okay. But
all things considered, well, heck, at 8:30 this morning, we weren't sure if we were going to be here or not. So it's 11:03 in the a.m., and we are still here, so. Maybe that's not too exciting to some people, too.
And as they say, the first couple of days worked the kinks out, but by next
I got to go anyway. I can, I haven't talked this much in 10 months. That's
probably a lot. Yeah, a lot of people. As I say, I talked to Marty McGee, and he was Netflix and the couch. And I said, that was a lot of people over the past couple of months. And so now Saratoga is open, and so we can all at least get in that frame of mind and enjoy the meet, and it kicks off next Thursday.
Yeah,
and
I will be here with Mr. Mormino.
Very
Nine
good.
Nine bells next Thursday morning to kick it all off. You will be here tomorrow.
tomorrow morning, loose on the lead. And again, back and in about an hour and a half or so with OTB Live.
For, you really I'm, like SportsCenter.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to, sometime in these next 2 days, make something happen at Keeneland because, oof, yesterday I was, at least I was looking also at what Gabby and Scott Hazelton were doing. And I felt I wasn't doing really any worse than them. It was one of those days. It was one of those days where every race was kind of competitive and you could have made cases for five or six. I was just looking at the wrong.
As you know, as everybody watching us knows, in this business, it only takes one. And today would be a good day to have one. $500,000 pick five, $500,000 pick four. I would bet a beer that they will pass $1 million in both of those.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that's probably a fair wager. So, again, a lot of great wagering.
Belmont on the turf, we think?
This afternoon. Yeah,
fire.
Let's knock wood. I'll be back in about an hour and a half or so with OTB Live for a Saturday afternoon. Again, you're in next on Thursday morning.
I'm on Thursday kicking it off with her old buddy Anthony Mormino and I.
Back in the mix. And
back to battle.
Every Saturday.
Saturday's at the spa.
Right here,
I will be
Saturday's
here.
At the spa. Very good. All right.
Nothing's changed.
Let's wrap it up for a Saturday. Thanks to the guys down in the control room. Thanks to Brian up
Brian.
Here in the trailer. And again, thanks to Naira for allowing us up here. They're always great hosts. So we'll wrap it up for this edition of Saturdays at the Spa. And this a little two-hour block getting us underway live at Saratoga from our Clare Court set. I will see you in about an hour and a half. Stay tuned.
You've been watching Saturdays at the Spa with Brian Nadeau. Saturdays at the Spa has been brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, New York's premier wagering site. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. The new Capital mobile app. Wager anywhere, anytime. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play. And the Nell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, just minutes from the track.